I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. For the first time in 45 years, the Democratic Republic of Congo is holding national elections today. More than 30 presidential candidates are running for the nation's top job. Grace Ministries International has worked in the Congo for decades. GMI's Sam Vinton says he's concerned about what happens after the elections.
What happens to those who are not chosen? In many of these countries, those who lose their part in life seems to try and destroy the one who won. So that is the issue that many are concerned about.
Violence could hurt their medical, education, and evangelistic ministry, already stressed by years of civil war. Pray for peace. Next, as violence continues to escalate in Lebanon, World Vision staff are working around the clock to assist thousands of displaced citizens fleeing the strife. A team of 9 World Vision staff and some 20 volunteers are distributing food and hygiene supplies to the 700,000 people reportedly displaced. But supplies are running low. Your support can help World Vision plant the seeds of the gospel through their testimony as they help. And after 15 years of holding family retreats in the United States for families affected by disabilities, Johnny and Friends is expanding into the Ukraine. Director of Family Camps John Wern says families will relax, have fun, network, and hear the gospel at a retreat starting on August 5th.
Everything that we do is going to be around the Christian message, the message of freedom in Christ. No matter how we help them with their earthly needs, if we don't introduce them to Jesus, they got eternity in hell. It just doesn't work for me.
Warren expects between 20 and 25 families, and he's encouraging Christians to pray and partner with them to help expand into other countries. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.